Why? For Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Kik Siv HaYosher B'Yenov Hudich Siv. When does it say this word of HaYosher Kroni bring Yisharis? That's only by Yebomas Yochid it's talking about. Rashi Rabbi Yehuda Diyama Yochid Nami Mekarab Chayvis B'Deril Amalach, Kik Siv HaYosher Dimamayit Yochid Mekabonis Chayva, that's Abeinov Siv. There's going on Abeinov means when he wants to bring on his Bomas Yochid. So true, a Yochid could only bring on a Bomas Yochid his Yisharis. Only oil and ishlamim, not his chayvos. Avo, but if you'd hold the bama gedola on the bama gedola that it was in Gilgal, afilu chayvos namali kor, and echnami could also bring his chayvos. That's what it says. That's what Yehuda says. There was no difference between the bama in the midbar and the bama in Gilgal. Negate the bama gedola, any korban could be brought there. If so, elohok siv ish. That's what the pasuk says. Ish lav lemeimro the ish yisharis hu delikrov. Pasuk doesn't mean to say that a yochid could only bring oilus v'shlamim; it cannot be chayvus at all. But kik siv ish. When does the pasuk say ish? It means lahachshir es hazar. It means to be machshir hazar. That you don't need a kohen; even a zar could do the avoda. So Rashi says the question is: according to Yehuda, it says the word ish. Now vi lav lamutev doesn't come to exclude af mi bam gudirlo also. So lomel the class of ish. Why is the pasuk have to say the word ish altogether? Nifl, what did you say? Kolayosher b'yenov, v'chivin the b'yenov, haynu kitanov, pshita the yeshu. So why does that say the word ish? So Mar says yes. So how mean it was to memayet even from above mitzibur? So if Yudis says no, it says the word ish is lahachshir tzar lavoidis bama. And the bama's yochid, even a zar is kosher. That's why it says the word ish. But enechnami only on a bama's yochid do we say that only his yesharis and not chayvus. And the wood the Nazar could bring. But on the Bamas, Tzibor, and Echnami, then even if it's Chayvis, he could also bring. For the Gemara Zar, Mi Vizorek HaKoyin Es Adam Al Mizbech Hashem Navka. Learn from a different passage. It says Mizbech Hashem, that's where you have to have a Koyin. Mashma on the Bama, you don't need a Koyin. You don't need a Koyin. Well, it says, no, Mad the Tema, what's what to say? Li Boi Kedusha, Bechoyrois, Kimikora. And Echnami, maybe you don't need a Koyin. But maybe you would have to need a Bechor to bring the korban on a bama the way it was before. Kamash Malon said no, that even a zar was kasha to bring his korban on a bama's yochid. Now the Gemara is Chachom Hainot Tanakama. The first Chachomim is the last Chachom, now the same thing as the Tanakama. They also said that a yochid could only bring an oil on the shlom and mashm, nothing else. On the Rapopo, korvo nesochim by midbrik of Benayo. The Nafkaminer is, do they have nesachim in the midbar? So Rashi says the rabbon in kamoi loykorv nesachim. They did not bring nesachim in the midbar. The oil and shlamim gereda. They only bring oil and shlamim by itself without the nesachim. But according to Chachom and Basra, the next shita they held no that he, when a yochid brings on his bama oil and shlamim, he could bring nesachim also. He held that he also brought nesachim in the midbar. So in the bama's yochid, he could also bring nesachim. That's the machlokes between the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and the second Chachamim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next daf on the other side. Just wait till the end and then turn over. You're up to a daf Kuf Yud Ches Samar Aleph. There are two lots that's around 5 lines down. It says, Amma Ma, what we say before, that Rabbi Shimon Shita was, that he said, even in the Bomb Gedola, in Gilgal, they'd only brought the korban, Tzibur only brought a psah, a pesach, that's all. Or else the chayvos, shekvu lemzman, like Yom Tov and Masafi, Yom Tov they brought. But Rashi said before, but let's say the Tzibur did a chet, that they have to bring a parhel amdovo, or else the avodas kechovim, he also did not bring even the bama gedola in Gilgal. He argues and all the mandyamim before. They all said that no, that in the Bama Gedola of Gilgal was the same thing like in the Midbar, that the Tziva brought all the Chayvas there. And Shimon holds no, the only Chayva that the Tziva brought was only Pesachim or something like it. So Mar says, my time with Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason of Rabbi Shimon that he holds only Chayvas like a Pesach was brought? The Tziva, what the Pesach says in Yeshua, Vayasu v'nei Yisrael as a Pesach da Gilgal. The Pesach has to say extra special that Klai Yisrael made a Korban Pesach by Gilgal. So the question is, Tzitz, of course, why not? Since there was a Bamas Tzibah there, of course they brought a Korban Pesach there. What's the Kiddush? Elas, Rabbi Shimon says, the Pesach comes to teach us, for Kamash Malon that the Chayv was Kain Pesach Hu Dekarev. Only a Chayv like a Korban Pesach was brought on the Boma in Gilgal. Or Beholav Kain Pesach, something that's not a Kavud because the man, Lekorev, it was not brought Lekorev. So that's from Shimon Trosha from this Pesach. For the Gemara of Edoch, what does the other man Yom do? The Chayv Shimon is right. And for what purpose does the Pesach have to say special that they brought a Korban Pesach in Gilgal? There was a bomba gadol, the bomba sibar. Of course, they brought it. So when it says, "Vidach mi boy lei liker Reb Yechanan," stitching a chiddush like Reb Yechanan says, "To yom Reb Yechanan, meshum Rabbi Benor that oral mekabel hayzor the chiddush." Let's say a person is an oral, a person that doesn't have a bris milah done to him, and let's say he became tamei meis, and now he wants to become tor, that you let a sprinkle upon him like the mechatis, even though he's an oral. And when you finish the Shlishi and Shvi, goes to the mikvah, he could become Tor from Tumas Meis, even though it's still moral. That's the Chiddush. And that's what happened over here also. The Yashi says, that the Pesach says, the Yash was a Pesach of Gilgul, to Mashma Shasul Kilchasa, the Mila B'Taira, that first of all they made a Bris Mila, and also they were Tor. The Rashi speaks out, Ruba Mo'arei Lamayu, because in the Midbar they didn't make a Bris Mila. And when did they make the Bris Mila? The first one over the Yarden on Yud Benisan. And they couldn't be more that day. So they first made the Mila on the 11th day of Nisan. And they're all Tumei and Mesim, Rashi says in the summer, because Tumei Mesim died in the Midbar. So it comes out that if they wanted to be Tor by Yud Dalet Benisan, so they had to start making Dazor like 7 days before that. Now 7 days before that, they were still in Oro. They didn't have a Bris Mila yet. So you see, it's possible to make a Mekabel Hazor to become Tor from a Tumas Meis, even though they were still in Oral. That's the Chiddush in this Pesach. That they brought the Korban Pesach Kilchosai, meaning they became Tor completely from the Tumas Meis, even though when they first started to make the Hazor, they still had an Oral, they did not have a Bris Mila yet. Now the Gemara says, Toni Tona Kamid Rav Ada Bar Ava. Tana learnt in front of Rav Ada Bar Ava, like this. The Gemara Megillah really, that ain bein boma gedela the boma ketana, there's no difference between the boma gedela and the boma ketana, el a pesach v'chayves akfu lem zman, only like the korban pesach or anything else like that, like the chayves akfu lem zman, through this goes like Rabbi Shimon. So on the side of the Gemara it says from Achir Megillah, so should be that omalei, so he answered back and said to him, the yomalei chamani, who do you mean to go like Rabbi Shimon? You mean to go like Rabbi Shimon Shita? That even in the Bom Gedela, he only brought Chayvos Hakfulem Zman. The Yom Rain Ben Bom Gedela Bom Ketana El A Pesach of Chayvos Hakfulem Zman. So that's Shani B'Shimon. So in this Omele, Rav Ada Bar Ava said back to him that to Targum Mas Nisecho, he should even learn Shana Mishnah be Erlas Chayva. I tell you, he's teaching us a Chiddush really that we say the Chayvos Hakfulem Zman is brought in the Bom Gedela, which is Mas Mi only a Chayv. And Mashenken and Dova is brought even by a Bamas Yochid. It's only talking about the Eulas Chayva. In other words, a Korban Eulah like the Tamidim, Erev Bavoyko Berev, Rav Suadin, Rav Ben Abayim. I mean, the Tomish of Shoshach or Tomish of Ben Abayim, or let's say on Yom Tovim, there was self him the Eulas. So Eulas, true, on the Bamas Sibur, it's brought with Eulas Chayva. On the Bamas Yochid, it's even brought with Eulas in the Dova. Because then the Iko Oilas Nidova. Because there is such a thing that's brought in the Bom Katana on Oilas Nidova. Because the Chattis, if you're talking about even a Chattis, means that a Chattis, a Kfu Lem Zman, let's send them the Sofim, of Yom Tovim to bring a Chattis. If so, Yochid Hu, Chayvus the Kfu Lem Zman, mi Iko. In other words, Smashma that the Chayvus were brought on the Bom Gedela. But the Nidovis were brought on Bom Katana. The Chuvah, there's no Chattis that's brought to us in the Dover. Every Chattis is only a Chuvah. So Mashma, the Mishnah is not talking about Chattis, it's only talking about Eulis. And Rashi explains also, that's why he says Pesach. Because if he meant to say all Korbonis Chuvahs, so why did he say the word Pesach for? He just should have said, all Chuvahs are Kvul Lem Zman. Tell him, I think he says Pesach, the Chuvahs are Kvul Lem Zman means only a Korban Eulah. And the only other one was a Pesach. But no other Korban Chayvis were brought even on the Bama Gedolah and Gilgal. So what is the question? Why? For Lukma Ben Minchas Chayva Zika Chavitin, Why don't you say there's a chilek of a minchas chayva that comes every single day? The mincha that Kohen Gadol has to bring half in the morning, half in Abayim, the minchas chavitim, and that's bor chayva, and maybe that came in the bama gedola. And kineged there on the bama katanis came also a mincha you can bring in a davar. So why don't you also add in to this brayis a mincha? So Mora says, Kosavar Erekrami, Rav Adab, Rav holds that a man yom before, that ain't mincha babama. He holds an abamis yochid, even a mincha that's brought potatoes in a davar, you cannot bring an abamis yochid. Only a zavar, a korban was brought, and not a mincha. Then the Mishnah says, Bol l'shiloi. So the Mishnah says, when they came to Shiloh, the Mishnah says, there was netzer habamis then, and there was no roof, and labayah shalavonim l'mato, the Urius Malo. That's what the Mishnah says. That the bias in the bottom was made from stones, but on the top was made out of curtains. So more is the question, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? And that's the way the Mishkan Shiloi was built. So Gmorin says, Omer Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, Omer Rabbi Yechnon, it's the Sestirim Sukim. Kosu V'achroi, the one Pasuk says, V'sivi'ehu, Beis Hashem Shiloi, bring him to the house of Shiloi. Mashma, there was a bias. The cost of Echraim, another pasuk says, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloi oil shichen b'adam. The Mishkan Shiloi was an oil, was only a tent. Uksivus says after that, Vayimas b'oil Yosef. Uveshevet Ephraim loy bochar. So the Gemara says, okay, so how do you come up with these two psukim here? One pasuk calls it a bias, and one pasuk says when the oil was only a tent. So the Gemara says the pshat was, there was no real roof of a bayis. There was a bayis on the bottom. The walls were made out of stone. But the urias milmalon, but they had urias that had curtains for the roof. That was called manucha. But when the pasuk says in Devarim, so manucha means mishkan shiloi. Then it says in the Mishnah that kotchi kadoshim, and it ends off, that kochim kalim or ma'ase sheni b'chol haroya, any place that you could see mishkan shila from, you're allowed to eat kochim kalim and ma'ase sheni. So the Gemara says, "No, how does the Mishnah know to say this?" That Omer Rabbi Ishi, the Omer Kora Posik says, "He shomelecho tentala or lasecho b'chol mokom asherato tira." Be afraid not to burn any place that you could see. So we dashin b'chol mokom asher tira hi atamala. Any place that you could see, you should not burn it. But you're allowed to eat it in a certain place as long as you could see, as goes on Mishkan Shiloi. So even though there's an issa not to be mala, not to burn the korvin like pachutz outside the Mishkan Shiloi, but you're allowed to eat it. Where are you allowed to eat it? B'chol mokom. That's as close to God. He's shown the korvin that was b'chol mokom ashirata tira. That only halo is also b'chol mokom ashirata. But Achilas Mutter, the Chomokim Shato Atira. Tomorrow says, maybe no. Amo, why don't you say, the Chomokim Shato Roya, Iatamalo, Avalata Zaveach, the Chomokim Shatira. Maybe the deek is, you can't burn the korban, you can't burn the Amurim, the Chomokim Shato Atira. But maybe the Zvicha of Zevachila, the Shchiti Latu, on Rabiana Yamakrona, the prophet says, Shom Tale Vishom Tase. At the same place where you're supposed to burn it, that's where you're supposed to tasa, do the avoides, do the shchita. But since the halor, the burning of it, has to be inside the Mishkan Shiloi, who are them shchita, the shchita also has to be done inside. So therefore, the pasuk says, b'chomakam ashata tira, means the achila of kochim kalim, you could eat outside Mishkan Shiloi, any place that from there you could still see the Mishkan Shiloi. Rav Avdi mi bar choso omar, he says like this, Omakwa, the Pasuk says, Veloi Sana Tashiloi.